Monday morning, welcome to March the 11th, 2024. The Boss Big Show is now on the air across the USA at 107.1, 99.7 FM and the Boss app, 1071theboss.com. It's Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Robbie, Ross is in today. Rochelle checking a couple of times, but she's on kid duty. Nick is on vacation for the week, so Brittany is in.
Oh.
Along with Joe and Kermit and the rest of the crew, we are ready to rock and roll. Can't forget Mr. Hunter. He's in there busily preparing all the news stories. He doesn't have time for the silliness going on in here.
No, he's a serious news person. He doesn't want to deal with us.
Yeah. What's going on at your house? What, are you watching a game from last night or something?
No, why?
I can hear something behind you there.
Yeah, really?
Like the, sounds like the television's on.
Oh, no. Sorry, that was Bill Evans.
Oh, I see. He's busy FaceTiming in the middle of the show.
Well, that's how I do. That, never mind. It doesn't matter. But it's that was me. I had the wrong fader up. So.
I thought you had the Yes Network on, just ignoring us, watching an old game or something.
Oh, I do that most mornings.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Not today.
I'm sure you do.
Because I watched that game yesterday, so I don't have to watch it today.
You know what I watched last night? I didn't see any of the Oscars. I watched a sports movie last night.
Really?
This is what I do when I've got the house to myself. I did. I watched a movie, Leatherheads, which is about 15 years old. George Clooney is in it.
Yeah.
And it's about 1920s, how the National Football League, because it used to be college football was the thing, and then this is as the NFL came into its own. And it's kind of loosely based on the Chicago Bears 1925 team. Really fun movie, and Renee Zellweger is in it, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you ever heard of that one? Leatherheads.
No, I never heard of that one.
The helmets used to be leather back then, so they call them Leatherheads.
Right. You know,
before they had the helmets like they have today. So I didn't see any of the Oscars last night, but you did the parades this weekend. Ocean County Parade, Asbury Park Parade was rocking, too. The Boss Roadies were out there. Joe was on Saturday was in the Ocean County Parade out of Seaside. How'd that go for you?
It went great. Yeah. I mean, I was just amazed at how many people were yelling, "Hey, the Boss, Joe, what's up? Where's Robbie and Rochelle?" I told yeah, the one guy. No, I did. They did. And I told the one guy that the trailer that we dragged Robbie around in was broken, so we couldn't get him there.
Yeah, the circus isn't in town this weekend. So,
so what do you mean? Don't worry about it.
I'm surprised anybody would assume that I would be out in public in a throng of people like that.
It was crowded. There was a lot of people.
Most who listen to the show would know that that's not where I would be, but
and it was chilly and it was a little windy, but it was great. It was really a lot of fun, and then the post parade up there in Lavalette was awesome too. At the Crab's Claw, I had a great time there.
Kelsey Grammer was at the Asbury Park Parade.
Well, I saw that yesterday. Yeah, that was. He's from New Jersey, isn't he?
Yeah,
or he's got a brewery here or something like that because he's here all the time.
I think that's what it is.
He does
pretty cool.
He's a spokesperson for a beer. That's a good gig if you can get it, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Next weekend, we'll mention this. Ross is going to be out doing the live broadcast from Kelly's. When's the last time you were out on St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know, but I've got all sorts of St. Patrick's trivia, so we can do contests and stuff like that.
Geez. Nothing like a bar of drunk people waiting for St. Patty's trivia.
Now, hang on, everybody. 1874, St. Patrick said.
You get them ready to go.
You're an angry man.
An angry man. I'm just saying. It's Kelly's is known for, the commercial says for their shenanigans. So
just
making sure you're ready for this, baby.
I'm ready.
All right.
You know what, Kelsey, we couldn't have been more wrong about Kelsey Grammer being born in New Jersey. He was born at St. Thomas of the Virgin Islands.
Oh, really? I would have stayed there if I were him.
Oh, man. That sounds like maybe a military thing or something, you know, but still.
I know he's here all the time, and he does Hawk Beer, so he's got some sort of deal with a brewer or something like that. But
yeah, something like that.
Well, hi, Kelsey. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Uncle Ross hanging for the whole show this morning.
Hi.
Boy, I got to tell you something. Can I just say you look terrific?
Oh, thanks.
I know you're working on losing a few pounds.
I lost 20 so far.
Good for you. You look great.
Yeah.
It's really noticeable, though. Especially in the jowl.
Okay, fine.
right here in the right here in the gizzard, it looks pretty good. I'm down 15 myself, you know.
So, oh, good.
Yeah, so keep that candy away from me, will you?
All right, fine.
Ross stayed up late last night. He said, "You watched the Oscars?" No, I passed out, but you stayed up and watched last night. 96 Oscar Awards.
Yeah, it was great. Jimmy Kimmel had a great opening, thing, and I don't know. I was hoping for lots of Barbie stuff, but Barbie soundtrack.
Yeah, there's a couple of performances there. The Billie Eilish came out and did one. And then we always make a joke that Ryan Gosling can't sing because I saw him in that La La Land movie a number of years ago. And I thought he's a good actor. He seems like a nice guy, but I don't think he's a singer. And he seems to want to be a singer. But he came out and did that song, "I'm Not Ken," from the Barbie movie. We got a little bit of that. I thought it was actually pretty good.
I can't explain. Driving me insane.
And there he is in a pink suit, and they had Slash from Guns N' Roses and Wolfgang Van Halen. That's Eddie's son out there playing guitar. That was pretty cool.
It was cool. Emma Stone is the eighth actress to win two Oscars by the age of 35. That's amazing.
Yep, she won for Poor Things last night for Best Actress. Cillian Murphy gets Best Actor. These are all spoilers, of course. Plug your ears if you taped it and don't want to know. Oppenheimer is your Best Picture. And I thought, by the way, that Holdovers, Paul Giamatti should have been the big winner last night. I don't know if you saw that film, but Paul Giamatti is just great. And no disrespect to Oppenheimer, but I was kind of bummed it didn't win anything. Emma Stone also had a little wardrobe malfunction, I guess, her dress tour.
Well,
not in any of the right places, but it did tear, apparently. So
yeah, life's tough.
It wasn't as exciting. But speaking of naked, did you see John Cena walk out there last night?
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
They were doing a little bit because it was 50 years ago during that famous moment when David Niven was up there and the streaker comes out.
Right.
I think people will remember that. And so they were spoofing. And then John Cena came out and he was literally completely naked except for a little card as a fig leaf.
Yeah. So. And then they covered him up later. Yeah. So.
But listen, if you look like John Cena, what do you care? I'd be walking around naked all the time. I'd be naked right now if I look like John Cena, you know?
Really well figured, yeah. I mean, just incredible.
He is well figured. And the very end of the night, Jimmy Kimmel says he gets a tweet that Trump tweeted at him and said, "What an awful host Jimmy Kimmel is." And he comes back with, "Isn't it past your jail time?"
Yeah, really.
"Aren't you up a little bit late?"
Wow. So and Bradley Cooper, the fifth most nominated living person never to have won an Oscar. He was nominated this year for Maestro, but he didn't win again.
Oh, that's right, for that Leonard Bernstein thing. But Robert Downey Jr. won his first one. He's been around forever. He finally got one. So good for you, Iron Man. Can I just complain about something for a second?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yesterday on the parkway, southbound, there was a construction pothole work. I know they're doing that all over the state.
Right, and between 142 and 148.
That's right. And I got stuck in this coming down through the oranges on my way back home. And maybe it was a 2 by 3 foot little square in the shoulder.
Oh.
And yet they had two lanes blocked. It backed up the traffic for like 8 miles. Was that really necessary, guys? I mean, come on.
Safety. That's for safety. That's the Jersey. That's the Turnpike Authority. That's how they do things.
I mean, that's just that's a lot of backup for a small little pothole repair. Come on,
guys.
That's
probably not the only one they were filling. They were probably filling a whole bunch of them along that way.
I'm not criticizing those guys. They're hard workers. I appreciate it. But, I mean, somebody, whoever it is that plans what we're blocking off, that seemed two lanes for the shoulder seemed a little excessive. Come on now.
Mm. Yeah, and later on, the other side was stopped up because of an accident. So there was a big holdup right there.
Should have heard me in the car. Bats, bats, bats. I was like Joe Pesci. Let's talk about the broadcast for today. We'll go to the Celebrity Hotline. We're talking to supermodel / actress. And speaking of Joe Pesci, former Joe Pesci girlfriend. So she spent some time here in the Great Garden State. Angie Everhart.
Wow.
We'll be on the program.
Cool.
We'll have Red Pepper's Mr. Movie Voice, Red Pepper's Word of the Day. That'll happen about 8:20 this morning. We'll do the Fast Five, birthdays. Ross has the Horrible Scopes in just a couple of minutes here. We'll do a He Said, She Said, and...
Ross said.
About 7:50.
Yeah.
7:10, Dead Guy in the Envelope with tickets to go see Neil Young. Talk about a rock and roll legend in concert. We'll do that this morning. 8:45, Ralphie was on the red carpet at the Oscars, did his show from the Oscars yesterday, and he'll have a recap of what he saw up close and personal about 8:45. Right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, local businesses, organizations, community groups, putting on fun events. We do our best to share them all right here each and every morning about 6:20 and 8:35. If you have one, please text it into us. Text Connect is 732-774-4444. You can message us on the Facebook page or at 1071theboss.com, and it's powered by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Get your first visit, 800-267-GOAL. Visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com for more. And Ross will be out with the Boss Roadies next weekend, as will Tom Cunningham. Next weekend, St. Paddy's weekend, so we start with an Irish breakfast. It starts at 8 o'clock at Bar Anticipation in Lake Como. Doors open at 8, the radio show at 9, with a live Springsteen on Sunday show as well. And then we'll be over at Kelly's Tavern, legendary party on St. Patty's.
That's going to be fun.
I mean, they've been doing it for like 40-something years in Neptune City. It'll start at 11 o'clock in the morning right till 3 with concert tickets and T-shirts and a whole lot more. And I'm told St. Patty's trivia from Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Tom's River Elks doing their St. Patrick's Day bash. It starts Saturday at 1 o'clock. It's open to the public. They'll have Irish food, live music, and bands, a 50-50 raffle, and more. You can visit their site, Tom's River Elks. irishpubcrawl.org. It's Irish Pub Crawl Week, because of course it is. That'll start Thursday at 8 o'clock in downtown Freehold. There's a bunch of great restaurants and bars down there.
Wear green.
That's right. Patrons can choose from an exclusive beer or scotch tasting menu. I mean, when given the choice, go scotch. Come on. They'll have bagpipers and more. DowntownFreehold.com for the details on Irish Pub Crawl Week in Freehold. And the first ever indoor uncork spring is going on Saturday, March the 23rd at Carteret Arts and Event Center, a.k.a. Carteret PAC. It'll run from 3 to 8. 11 prize-winning Garden State wineries. You'll sample 125 wines and get them paired with food and more. For tickets and info, you want to get them now before it sells out. That's CarteretPAC.com. We got a couple of ways for you to get all boozed up.
Isn't that pretty good? Oh, yeah.
A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood, CBB, the Community Bulletin Board.
Yeah, you're barely awake. Head to work, you know the deal. Keep it tuned right here, folks. We'll show you how good morning feels. With a great sound, great sound. We'll get your morning right on track. With our hit songs, hit songs. We'll be getting you up real fast. You'll smile instead of frown while driving your wheels. Let us show you how good morning feels.
Over to the Celebrity Hotline. She spent a little time in New Jersey, the former girlfriend of Joe Pesci.
Ooh.
And of Sylvester Stallone, by the way.
Ooh.
All right, she's on the line. Here she is, Angie Everhart. Angie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Robbie. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's good to have you here. I know you're no stranger to the Jersey Shore, so maybe welcome home. I guess I should ask you, favorite pizza place? Do you have a favorite pizza place in New Jersey?
Oh, gosh, I would not know if it's still there after COVID. I haven't been there for a while.
Oh, boy. Well, that's an excuse for you to come back. I'll give you some suggestions. Congratulations also on your new endeavor here, Bear Organics, ProBioGen, and Origel, all under your tutelage now. You're an entrepreneur. That must feel great.
Well, thank you. It's Bear Organics, Super Organics, Oral Gen, and ProBioGen. Our Diaz, it's my Diaz, is the parent company that I created with a girlfriend of mine. We partnered, and so we're a women-owned company. Yay!
Yeah, that's cool.
And we're very proud to be, you know, enforcers of the health and wellness group, you know, organic and everything good for you.
Sure.
From the ground up.
Is this something that you've been envisioning for a long time, that you, you know, going into business and doing something like this and supporting, like you say, you know, a healthier, you know, life for everybody using products that are organic? Or is it, did this come about kind of a surprise to you that you're now doing this? Or
no, it started off, like my health and wellness journey started off when I got cancer.
Yeah.
And I was forced to change my life. And I had a model girlfriend of mine who came out, and which you probably know, Carol Alt, who mm-hmm. came to me and, you know, I didn't even know her. And she said, hey, she called me and said, Angie, I just, here's some pointers. And she's really, you know, pushed me in that direction. And I called her and I actually told her, I said, look, I'm buying this company called Bear Organics. I'd love for you to take a look at it. And she, you know, she was one of the girls that I really respect. She's ahead of her time. But so my girlfriend and myself, a woman named Renee, we bought this company and we created Dia, and we bought Bear Organics, Super Organics, Oralgen, and ProBioGen, we're all organic and vegan and keto friendly products, yes. I had cancer and I needed to change my lifestyle. And I, you know, and that's a big wake up call. And nobody wants that phone call.
Of course. I imagine you get a lot of people that use the products that reach out and say, you know, and that's got to be the most gratifying part, is to hear how it's impacted their lives and made a difference for them.
The people who buy Bear Organics are super savvy and they continue to challenge us every day. You know, when people decide to eat well, it's a choice in life. You can eat bad, or you can decide to eat really well. And that is, you know, that's what we decided, you know, with the people that reach out, it's what makes me tick actually in the morning is the give back.
Sure.
The give back to people.
I think the maybe the most incredible thing is if you start eating organic food, which Rochelle and I try to do as well, and, you know, products just like this, and then you look at the labels on, you know, other day-to-day products, and you go, what in the hell is that in the, you know? Well, once you make that change, there's really no going back, because you realize just how, frankly, toxic some of the things that we previously thought nothing of really are for you, you know?
Well, I think our society takes a lot for granted, and we don't really, you know, until late. I think people are just now becoming very, very savvy. And yeah. and I, you know, obviously I didn't know anything about the organic food industry until I bought into it, actually. I started eating well, but I didn't get into it like this. And to discover it from literally from the soil up and what goes into the ground and how the farmers make the food and that, you know, to be 100% organic, there's a lot that goes into that. It's a growing industry because people want to stay healthy and you are what you eat, right?
Sure, sure. I'll tell you, if I were in your position, I would put on the ball cap and the sunglasses and go into like CVS and just scan the aisle and watch people, you know, purchase the product and kind of get a look at the consumer up close and personal. And I would think that must feel good when you see someone choose, you know, to go healthy and to use a product like yours. It'll, you know, is going to make a difference for them. You haven't ever done anything like that, have you?
No. <I've>
See, I would, but.
That would be a funny thing to do, is to watch people and put that on camera. Watch people buy the product. That's very funny.
Sure.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the products. I'm grateful for this company. And you know, Bear Organics is such a wonderful little company, and we're growing every day, and we're creating new products. And you know what? Maybe I will do that one day. That'd be great. Be really funny little episode for the website.
I think it's something for your Instagram, that's for sure. Well, congratulations on all of this. I think it's just great. Before we let you run, you know, obviously you're well known for your appearances in Sports Illustrated. You must be somewhat brokenhearted that they may be going by the wayside. Any fond memories of working with the Sports Illustrated people?
Sports Illustrated was a great job. You know, Julie Campbell, when she ran it, it was the hardest job to do, and it was one of the most gratifying. So it's, you know, shout out to Julie Campbell. She passed away just recently. Rest in peace, Julie. But that generation of modeling, I think, has changed from, you know, with computers and AI, it definitely changed.
Yeah. Well,
we looked like that. There was no retouching.
Right. Well, there's nothing wrong with retouching your pictures. I do it all the time, believe me.
Well, back when I was doing Sports Illustrated, you had to look that way. There was no retouching.
No, I get it. Well, again, congratulations on this, and good luck on everything. And Angie, thanks for making some time for us. It's great to have you on.
Thank you.
By the way, I'm calling BS on that. They retouch photos in the 80s. Oh, we had to look like that. There was no okay. Uh-huh.
Well, you know what?
Though, okay.
I could see where she'd be, you know, where you would retouch them and she wouldn't. I mean, I get that.
Well, I understand that obviously she was a supermodel and I'm me.
Yeah, and you're not.
Yeah, right. And also, people might not believe this because it sounds like a foo-foo thing I wouldn't do,
yeah.
But I really do appreciate the organic foods. I will spend more, you know, for the organic fruits and vegetables. They taste
okay.
Better. They really do.
All right.
So I do appreciate what she's doing.
Yeah, I avoid organics at all costs.
Yeah. And your cardiologist appreciates that, I'm sure.
No, my heart's fine now. Yeah. But I mean, it's just, honestly, I just can't think of anything but.
Another beer.
But what they might be grown in, you know, yeah. I mean, that's what I worry about with that. Plus they cost so much more too.
Yeah, it's good stuff though. I'm telling you, she's on the right track with that. I got the feeling she hated me though. Did you get that impression?
Yeah.
She seemed annoyed by the whole conversation.
Well,
so.
I think she didn't want to do the interview. I mean, I don't think she wants to do interviews, you know? Well,
yeah, that's exactly what it was. It's not you, Robbie.
Exactly.
I mean, she just didn't want to do it.
Well, I didn't really want to talk to her either, to be honest with you. So.
Oh, jeez.
Well, then there you go.
I never touch up my picture. I just naturally look this good. Well, fine.
No. Great radio.
Yeah. No, I don't like you. It's
two
just...
people who don't want to talk to each other.
Yeah, right.
Let's put it on anyway.
Wow.
You imagine Joe Pesci walks into your pizza place? Oh, my God.
Want to be in the movies, Barbie?
Sure, Ken.
Hop in. We're going to Hollywood.
Woohoo! Snobby, but I'm a hottie. I'm a movie star and drive a big pink car. I have thigh gap. I'm a thirst trap.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I have a special friend. I just call him Ken.
Right.
In his Speedo, up goes my libido. Classic, yes, I am like Kim Kardashian. You could fancy, I could be so friendly. I'm a blob with big boobs. Don't jiggle or droop. Dress me up, fix my hair, take a selfie.
Come on, Barbie, I got Barbie.
Ken, you don't have anything down there.
Parts sold separately.
Let's go shopping, Ken.
Wind advisory in effect. You could see some gusts 40, 50 miles an hour, so it definitely feels a little bit more chilly than 35 when you walk out the door.
It was blowing yesterday.
And it felt like it was in the teens this morning, so I had the heated seat on for my tuchus and all of that, you know. On the way, we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline. We're talking to supermodel Angie Everhart. She's involved in a new line of healthy products and vitamins, that sort of thing. So
okay.
We'll ask her all about that. Got a nice note this morning from Paul Koutazakis. Hope I'm saying his name right. He wanted to thank us for sending him to the John Mellencamp show at NJ PAC last night. He says, what a show. And in John's own words, it was not just a concert, it was a performance. He just performs at such an amazingly high level. Such a touching and exciting show, and he mixed it up with different arrangements of his most popular songs to keep everything fresh, including a really cool, memorable acoustic sing-along edition with the crowd of Jack and Diane. Everybody was singing. And then he told stories about his life and more. Last time I saw him, it was just okay, but he really redeemed himself last night. Oh, and did I mention Bruce Springsteen showed up to help out with Pink Houses? Need I say more?
Wow.
So I'm sure we've got some cell phone video of that. Listener Paul says thank you for those tickets to see John Mellencamp, NJ PAC last night, and Bruce makes a surprise appearance. All right, we're brought to you by Irwin Mazda in Freehold, open during construction, a family you can trust for over 60 years. And with your horrible scopes, taking a look at the week ahead, here he is, the boss with the hot sauce, Mr. Britton.
Aries, while Mercury recently entered your sign, bringing you out of your shell, Venus moves into the sign behind yours today until April 4th. It would help to make more time to connect with your feelings during this cycle, and you're moving into a quieter, private period for your social life.
What are you doing back there?
Taurus, Venus, your ruler, begins its guest stay in your social sector until April 4th. You'll find it more natural to express your feelings and attract what you want into your life. Mm. It's a good time to network, experiment, and explore. You're bound to learn more about your tastes and needs.
Hello.
Gemini, Venus moves into your solar 10th house of career and reputation today. And in the weeks ahead, you'll find it easier to cooperate and charm others, particularly in public or professional settings.
Wow.
Life seems to showcase your talents more readily during this cycle. And let's see. Cancer, as Venus now transits your solar 9th house, the weeks ahead are for sharing your happiness and light.
Mm.
Your taste for pleasures, people, and places can be just a little more out of the ordinary. You're inclined to seek out the things and the people that make you happy.
Sure.
Leo, Venus begins its transit of your solar 8th house, and until April 4th, you're in a terrific position to manage your emotions and personal life. A rational, light approach to heavier topics can help you make your sense of your feelings and reach agreements with others.
Let's talk about Oppenheimer. Hmm?
No, let's not. Virgo, Venus moves into your partnership sector today, encouraging a pleasant focus on your relationships until April 4th. This transit can bring happy or helpful people into your life or boost current relationships.
Like a plumber. You always want to know a good plumber because, yeah. I mean, you never know when you might need a plumber.
Libra, with Venus beginning its transit of your solar 6th house, the weeks ahead can be rewarding for taking more pleasure in organizing, list-making, domestic activities, paying attention to food and nutrition, helping, improving health and wellness, and being of service.
I'm just having so much fun making a list.
That's a lot.
1, 2, 3. They're in bullet points and everything.
Scorpio, Venus moves into a harmonious, supportive relationship with your sign today until April 4th.
Huh.
This transit brings lightness, warmth, and grace into your life and frames you nicely in an especially favorable cycle for enjoying yourself and expressing your warmth and confidence.
Wow.
Sagittarius, Venus heads into your home and family sector today until April 4th. This encourages your appreciation of the familiarity of home, family, and familiar people and places.
Mm-hmm.
Today's moon transit also inspires your creativity and desire to express yourself and enjoy yourself.
I wonder if the MTA is also raising rates on the moon transit.
Capricorn, Venus begins its transit through your communication sector today until April 4th. You might get happy news, or you could receive positive publicity during this cycle.
Whoa.
Your mindset is positive, and it brings more pleasure, charm, and warmth to your communications and daily affairs.
Look at me. I'm on a billboard.
Aquarius, Venus heads out of your sign and enters your resources sector, where it'll stay until April 4th. You can find some joy in pacing yourself, winding down, and you could be spending more money on beautiful things, comfort items, and things you expect will last.
I see.
And finally, Pisces.
Finally.
Venus moves into your sign today for a stay of over 3 weeks. With this transit, you're becoming more expressive and sure of your affections. Mm. It's a beautiful time to feel comfortable in your own skin and attract what you want in life.
I'm expressing myself.
Yes, I can see that. Uh-huh. Zip it back up. And those are your Monday horrible scopes.
Yes, they are. Thank you, Raj. Little announcement for you. We'll have some tickets coming up about 7:10. Go see Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
Out at Forest Hill Stadium. That should be a great show. On May the 14th, we're doing Dead Guy in the Envelope. However, a major Boss concert announcement.
Uh-oh.
I can't say a word about it. My lips are sealed until after 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
A little bit after 9.
I don't even know about it.
Nope.
You won't tell me.
This is a big, big deal. It's under wraps, under lock and key after 9 this morning, a major Boss concert announcement. And no, this, Joe, this has nothing to do with the blast-off, so I don't want you to get nervous.
No, I know you wouldn't. No,
because he says I never keep him in the loop on things. This is...
Ever.
It's a big
deal.
It's a big deal. After 9 o'clock this morning, a Boss concert announcement.
All right, fine.
I think you'll be excited to hear it, too.
Let it go.
Thumbing through the Asbury Park Press this morning, they have an interesting article about what Netflix is planning as they turn the old Fort Monmouth into a movie studio. Have you seen any of this? Really interesting. They're breaking it into a couple different sound stages. They got offices. They got like a back lot, you know, where they make the streets look like, oh, it's the town square. Oh, it's New York. Oh, it's the Wild West. Pretty amazing, because if you drive through there, you know, we sometimes pull that way to come out of Monmouth Park during the summer. We are out there a lot of the weekends, and you go through there, and it's spooky to drive through the old barracks and all of that.
Yeah.
Joe, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So I think it's going to be interesting to see how I can envision it, because I'm looking through the blueprints here of how they can turn that into a movie studio. They're expecting to break it into 12 separate zones.
Wow.
And they're hoping to have it done by 2026, so about a year and a half or so.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
Wow,
that's great. That's great because, boy, when they shut that down, that really, everybody really thought that whole area there was going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Because when you close military bases, no matter what, it always hurts the community that's in. And that's great.
Yep.
That's really good.
That can be interesting. And, of course, I bet you get more celebrity sightings, too, because if they start doing,
absolutely.
Filming, you got to figure that all those little coffee shops and sandwich places, and there's a park over there, all of a sudden you got Bradley Cooper and his kid hanging out. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
They're pretty good 2026. Here's a question for you. Does turbulence freak you out? There's a new video out this morning. A flight attendant gives you tricks on how to deal with it. She says the key is don't tense up when you're sitting in the seat. If there's turbulence, you should pretend that your body is made of jelly. She says it'll calm you right down. And that's what you want, is to be sitting next to a guy who's like, hey, how are you? Just wiggling in his seat. But here's a little bit of that video.
This is Taylor. She flies for Virgin Atlantic. What's your top cabin crew secret travel hack?
Mine is when turbulence hits, basically pretend you're jelly or submerged in jelly and just wiggle around in your seat like a little jellyfish. You'll feel so much better.
I think we'll give this one a go. Turbulence pilot, please.
Can we get some turbulence? And then we can all just wiggle around in the galley like this.
Kermit says he would ask her to hold him. He'd like to be held.
Yeah.
So, that'll get you kick off the flight real fast.
I'd like an extra drink.
Yeah, that's right. Give me some peanuts and a beverage, please.
She left that out. You can always get drunk. Yeah. But you know what, though? That's absolutely true. I remember when I was flying in the helicopter, that's what the pilot used to say to me. Just don't tense up. Just relax.
No.
When we get bounced around a little bit, just relax. And it really does. It works.
As they said, I went for my prostate exam, too.
Just relax.
Stop squeezing, all right?
Today's show is brought to you by Oppenheimer, a 3-hour film depicting the creation of the most terrifying weapon the world has ever known. Hold my beer, says AI. Oppenheimer.
Boss Big Show is on 107.1 The Boss. Also 99.7 FM in South Jersey, right through your Boss app. Easy to listen, 1071theboss.com. On TuneIn, you stream us right through the TV. I know a lot of people do that. They work from home. They turn the TV on. You listen to the radio right through your TV speaker.
That's a great idea.
You know what I mean? No batteries included, I guess. Rochelle is on kid duty this morning. She'll check in with us a few minutes here. We're talking about our latest visit to Dr. Lombardi, so we'll get her on a little bit, but... Get the kids at the house, got to get them off to school today. So,
well, sure.
So she's working on that. So Uncle Ross is hanging for the entire program. It's nice to have you here, not just for horrible scopes.
Oh, I enjoy it.
For the whole thing. We were talking earlier about Fort Monmouth being converted by Netflix. You get a lot more filming being done here in the Great Garden State. There's, we're becoming like the movie capital. I didn't realize that Oppenheimer was filmed in part here. They did scenes at the Institute for Advanced Study over at Princeton University.
Huh.
I didn't realize that Nolan and the rest of, not that Nolan, but Christopher Nolan, the director, and the rest of them were in Princeton a couple of years ago filming scenes from that. So this is the big movie hub here, I guess.
What?
No, nothing. I was just looking through things I had written down here. There's a groom who is trending this morning. He's being shamed because he wore black Crocs with black socks.
Oh,
while exchanging vows.
That's crazy.
People say you're not supposed to wear black during the wedding ceremony.
What about a tux? That's all black, except for a shirt.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder what they mean by that.
Yeah.
The suit is black, so I don't know why they're offended with the Crocs, the black socks.
Yeah.
But his wife said, or his bride said, imagine you get ready for 3 hours, and then the groom shows up in Crocs. But she had smiley faces, so she seemed okay with it, so I don't know. But you, listen, people will talk about you. They might not say anything to your face. But,
right.
Like I had on a white sport jacket when I got married and then black pants.
Oh.
And I thought in my head that I looked like Daniel Craig as James Bond or something like that.
Yeah.
Talking about movies. And then you see pictures and I look like a giant marshmallow. And it got back to me. My mother told me, she's like, yeah, everybody said you look like a big teddy bear. You know, so now I see the pictures from the wedding. You know, you go back and you look at your pictures.
And that's all you think
that's
about.
That's all you think about.
Yeah.
So listen, they might not say it to your face, but at least you get an honest bride who's telling you how she feels about everything. Get ready for
three. Well, you know how much brides discuss what they're going to wear for their wedding.
Sure.
So that's a big deal for them. And for guys, it's like, okay, I'll wear a tux.
You remember, did you go the traditional route when you and Rasa got married?
Yes.
So you just did a regular black with a bow tie.
Yeah.
Right? Did you guys have a big wedding or anything like that?
No.
Just a, oh, that's right, because you had a private ceremony.
I that's
think
right.
The story, yeah. Well, we had about 100 people, so it was not huge, but it was a good number of people.
Right.
And you get that many people in the room, people talk, you know?
Yeah, we were married secretly for a year before it came out that we were
right.
married. So
right.
we went somewhere else to get married. Went to my folks' house in California.
You never had like a big party for friends later on or anything like that?
No.
Hmm. Well, you got a lucky bride that isn't mad that she didn't get the head. Well, listen, I mean, I think it's a little silly, but there, of course, are some brides who they look forward to this their whole life, and they get sad when you don't throw the big party. You know?
The $100,000 wedding
yeah.
and reception.
I have a cousin who's getting married this summer. He's about, I don't know, 15, 20 years younger than me. He's getting married for the first time, and he lives, he's a doctor. He did his residency, decided to stay up in upstate New York.
Okay.
And he and his wife-to-be is a nurse, so they both got a good gig up there. And they're just going to the city hall, and they set a day that they're doing that, and they invited my aunt and uncle to come up, but that's it. So there's none of
he's
us.
He's a doctor, she's a nurse? They could afford a huge wedding.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but no. So they're not doing anything.
Okay.
And they're like, don't send us gifts. We don't, you know, we only know about it because the aunt and uncle, this is my father's brother, and
yeah.
the word trickles through the family. But and I think that's great, you know, good for them that they don't want to have a big party. They just want to go down to City Hall, sign the paperwork, and be done. But don't you want to? I think that's strange that you don't want to at least have like a backyard barbecue or something with your family
and the honeymoon too. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're having a honeymoon. The doctors early in their career, they work like these 12-hour shifts.
I know.
So, I don't know, but.
Hard to get time off.
Then I think to myself, am I just not being invited? Is that what it is? Because maybe nobody wants us there. I don't know.
Well, see, now, if you were a minister, you could do the ceremony.
Yeah, well, you are.
Yes.
But they don't want a ceremony, though, these people.
Okay.
They're just going to City Hall, and you fill out the forms, and then you walk out, and you're married. So
I know.
They don't want anything. They don't want a religious. They don't want a non-denominational. They don't, like I said, they don't even want a barbecue. I don't.
Wow.
You think they want the gifts, you know? The envelope filled with cash.
Oh, yeah.
My people do the envelopes with cash. So I think the kid is crazy, but God bless him. I don't know. We had some family parties, though, last year. We had a 50th anniversary party. There was there was some other event. I forgot what it was. Someone, and I don't get invited to anything. So then I'm like, well, maybe this is it. Because they all say, well, you know, we know you're busy with the show. And that,
right.
You know, because all my family is up in New England. This kid is up in upstate New York. So nobody's close by is what
right.
I'm saying. So
maybe
maybe that's why they don't invite me. I don't know. Let me ask you this. You think tipping has gone too far? A new poll is out this morning. 51% of service workers say that tipping has gone too far. They feel bad for the public. 74% of Americans say they're sick of having to tip everybody. They'd rather, service workers say they'd rather be paid a good wage and not have to rely on tips. Now, according to experts, when it comes to servers, when it comes to people that don't earn a salary, those are the ones that you're supposed to tip.
Sure, yeah.
But if people are just coming over the house, like I said, you get a handyman coming over, you're not necessarily supposed to tip. That's one that your barista, you know, they're being paid to be there. That's their job to work behind the counter. They're okay. Not a waiter that's, you know, being just getting tipped out at the end of the night. So,
or the guy that cuts your lawn.
Guy that cuts the lawn would be another good. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, is he on salary? He might not be. I don't know. I guess he is. I see, that's someone I would tip.
Yeah, see, I would pay him a lot of money to cut the lawn, and, yeah, you know, then the tip is included in that.
What about your the paper person, if you still get the newspaper
I
delivered?
I don't get the newspaper, no.
That's somebody I think you're supposed to get, and they want a Christmas bonus and all that sort of stuff, but I don't know. See, I feel funny with somebody, you know, this is why I think it certainly makes sense for your server. If it's somebody like that, you worry that they're going to, you know, spit in your food or something. So, like, I better give them a tip.
Never thought of it that way.
So if there's some way in which it could affect me, then I'm more likely to want a tip, you know?
Wow.
Keep it on all day. Michelle will have passes to see Daryl Hall with Elvis Costello.
Wow.
Of course, you know, he's feuding with Oates, so there ain't going to be
no Oates.
No Hall and Oates, but you got Daryl and Elvis.
They're touring separately.
That's right. They'll be at PNC Bank Arts Center on July the 18th. Then keep it on for Van Dusen. He's got tickets to see Kevin James at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City on September the 14th. And we will have a major Boss Big Show concert announcement just after 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, and Robbie won't tell me what it is.
Nope, can't say a word, not till after 9. Right now, some tickets to see Neil Young along with Crazy Horse, Forest Hill Stadium. That's out in Queens, coming up on May the 14th. We're playing Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Love it.
And here in the envelope, the name of a deceased, dearly departed celebrity from some realm of fandom. Ross and Joe will ask a couple of yes or no questions, try and get us closer to figuring out the ID of the deceased. The first person to do a positive ID of the body will win these tickets to see Neil Young. 732-774-4444. Question one, Joseph P. Nolan.
Is this a movie star?
No.
TV star?
No.
Okay. Athlete?
Nope.
Author?
Nope.
Spaceman?
Nope.
I wouldn't have thought of that one.
Nope.
Radio personality?
No, good question, though, but nope.
What's left?
Some realm of being famous, some realm of fandom.
Is he a surgeon?
Nope.
Does he make food?
Nope.
Is he a scientist?
Nope. Getting warmer.
Scientist is warmer?
Well, he's not from the entertainment field. So you're
okay,
getting
warmer. Is he an author?
Nope.
Wow.
Better just keep asking questions.
TV star?
No, nope, not from entertainment.
Well, there's some people like, you know, authors or cooks or stuff like that that
are
TV stars too.
Fair enough. Not a journalist, not an actor, not an author, not a scientist.
Is he a preacher or a minister or something like that?
Good question, but no, not from, not religious. You're forgetting a major category.
I know. Is he a Supreme Court justice?
Not Supreme Court. No, not the law. That's a good question. Nope, not law. We're narrowing it down slowly but surely here.
Police?
Very close. You're getting much closer now. Not police. If you're not a policeman, you're...
A lawyer?
Nope. Who else would wear a uniform?
A soldier.
There you go. Yes, was a soldier. 732-774-4444.
And he's dead.
He's dead. He's a dead guy in the envelope. He's a very famous name.
Was he a general?
Yes. Oh, boy, now we're cooking. Now we're cooking.
World War II?
Yep. 732-774-4444. Look at that. Just when you thought Ross was in the grips of despair with not a clue who the dead guy might be, suddenly he's right on the cusp. A World War II general. Man, he's just about handed this to you. Let's see if we get a taker on line one. Good morning. It's the boss. Hello there.
How you doing?
Hi there. You want to take a guess at who the dead guy in the envelope might be?
George Patton.
Oh, that's a good guess. You're very close, but no, not George Patton. World War II general. There, Ross has got it. He's written it down because he doesn't want to steal it from you. Let's see if this person has it. It's the boss, dead guy in the envelope. Nope, they decided to hang up.
Oh.
Nope.
Come on, suck it up, Buttercup.
732-774-4444. While we're waiting on some phone lines, let's do a hashtag mom confessions. Every morning, 720, 920, we search that hashtag, and we hear from moms. Mom's got a lot going on. Spring break for some kids this week. A lot of people taking the kids to Disney World, doing that whole deal.
Yeah.
We share them just like this.
At Rachel Madding says, I asked my toddler what's in the box she's holding. Chaos, she replies. Chaos, chaos. I know she's trying to say crayons, but it's not like she's wrong.
They're drawn all over the wall. Oh, my God.
All right. Jennifer Lizza says, I don't watch awards shows because I'm a parent, and all my leisure time is spent trying to get children to brush their teeth.
I don't have time for the Oscars. I don't have time for naked John Cena and all that tomfoolery.
Yeah, really.
And James Breakwell says, my greatest accomplishment as a parent has been convincing my kids that Chuck E. Cheese is only open once a year.
Can't go in there, wow. Kids. It's closed today. That's a good move.
Yeah.
Hashtag mom confessions. Every morning, 7:29, 7:20, send one in. You might hear yours right here. Who's more important to us than moms, right? The hardest job there is. Send those in. You might hear yours. All right. Still trying to get a winner. Dead guy in the envelope. A couple of takers here. It's the boss. What do you think?
MacArthur.
Yeah, that's
yes!
Right.
Douglas.
General Douglas MacArthur. It was this day of 1942 that he left the Philippines for Australia and had that famous line, I shall return.
Right.
So that's right. MacArthur, your dead guy in the envelope.
That's pretty cool.
And you got tickets to see Neil Young, my friend.
You're kidding me.
No. Neil Young and Crazy Horse out at Forest Hill Stadium in Queens for identifying the dead guy. What is your name?
My name's Jim. I'm from Lenoka Harbor.
Nice job, buddy. Hang on the line. We'll get all your info, get you on the guest list, okay?
All righty. Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the free classic concert connection radio station, 107.1 The Boss. Fast Five birthdays coming up.
Ahoy, cruise lovers. Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas is ready to sail. With an ice rink, mini golf, and multiple water slides, you won't even know you're on a boat. Unless there's a norovirus outbreak, or the nonstop motion leaves you dizzy, or you fall over the railing. Then you'll not only know you're on a boat, you'll wonder why. And as you see the same people, eat the same meals, and do the same things, you'll wish for an escape. Which is why you can visit one of our 15 bars. Royal Caribbean, a vacation you'll never forget, as much as you try.
I want to say congratulations again to Jim Inman out in Lenoka Harbor. He had the dead guy in the envelope, General Douglas MacArthur. I shall return. Your dead guy, Neil Young, and Crazy Horse playing Forest Hill Stadium May 14th. And Jimmy Boy will be in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job. Show info on that, 1071theboss.com. All right, time now for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We shall start at number five momentarily. Countdown today. Reminder to stay in touch with us on all the socials. We are at Robbie and Rochelle Radio at 1071theboss. We get some great video from over the weekend at the St. Patty's Day Parade.
Nice.
And I did a Zoom interview with a couple of the former Broadway stars. Graham and Talia, who are now performing over at the Axelrod Music Center in Ocean Township. They're doing the old Sondheim thing. Sundays in the Park with George. We got to talk to them a little bit. Well, Graham Phillips, the actor, was on that show, The Good Wife. Remember that show on CBS? So anyway, if you're interested, those are on the Robbie and Rochelle socials, also at 1071 The Boss. And you can get us wherever you get your podcasts, or right there on the website. Here we go. Number five. New study is out this morning. I love these things. Shows if you want to become an uber rich person, you want to have millions in the bank, you need to meet rich friends and be friends with rich people.
Oh.
So you become richer by being around rich people. According to this survey, the best place to meet them are at chain restaurants. Restaurants like Applebee's, chain places, Olive Garden and other, tend to have the greatest mix of rich, middle income, and regular people, according to MIT. They did a whole survey on this.
So you look for the people wearing nice clothes when you go to one of those restaurants.
You're right, huh? We fancy like Applebee's, baby. I think what it is that rich people keep their money because they go looking for deals, you know? So they look for the early bird special and the happy hour.
Okay.
At Bar Louie.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just assume they're at the highfalutin steakhouse, but it's dummies like us trying to show off. What you do, if you got money, you go to Applebee's and you hang on to it, you know?
Right.
There's no reason to spend $300 on dinner. So.
But you don't cook at home either.
Yeah, you don't cook. Well, you know, you have your chef do that for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Number four, we were talking about Netflix earlier, and they've been cracking down on password sharing.
Yeah.
Now it's HBO Max. Max is the latest streamer that announces they're going to be cracking down on password sharers. So if you get a password, you give it to your kid who goes off to college or something like that, it'll begin later this year. They will be reporting violators for misdemeanor crimes, they say. So that's
wow.
That's the little Max sound effect when you open up the... By the way, I know I've mentioned this before, but how ridiculous is it that HBO calls their streaming service Max when there's a competing channel called Cinemax?
Cinemax, yeah.
Who thought that was a good idea? Just bizarre to me, but...
Let it go.
Do you have any of that stuff? Do you share,
yes.
You share passwords or any of that?
No.
Yeah, I won't do it, you know?
No.
Like, I've got family members that have asked. We'll talk about shows and stuff. They go, oh, do you have the Paramount? I'm like, yeah. So can we use your thing so we can watch it? No.
No.
And they say, oh, well, it's just going to, we'll just watch that show and then we'll log out. Like, no.
Not doing it.
Although I have checked into like a hotel room or whatever, and sometimes they have the smart TVs now.
Oh.
And the last guy will leave his thing logged in.
Oh, really?
Then I use his and I try and click on weird stuff. So when his wife checks it the next day, she'll be like, "What? Why were you watching Peppa Pig and an adult film? What was happening on that business trip?"
Yeah.
Number three, the house used for exterior shots on Roseanne and then more recently on The Conners is up for sale. You know, the beginning montage there,
yeah,
Roseanne.
Yeah, sure.
It's got two bedrooms, two baths. It's out in Evansville, Illinois, which is about an hour outside of Chicago, I guess. Well, that's where you grew up out there, right?
Yeah.
It's on the market for just $225,000.
That's a good price.
ABC retains the rights to continue to use the exterior of the house, I guess, if they need to do a shot. I guess
yeah.
It'll be part of the deal. If you buy the house, you don't mind the film crew recording something for a day if they need to.
Yeah, and you have to hire the guys to do the upkeep for the outside of the house, too.
Right. Now, I think the Conners is canceled. Because remember, they kicked Roseanne off the show, but then they kept going with John Goodman. I think it's off altogether now.
I think you're right.
They do another spinoff. There's like the Brady Bunch house went not that long ago, and it turned out that it was HGTV bought it, and then they made the inside look like the TV show, too, not just the outside. People get really into this stuff.
Yeah, you know? They do.
Like, there's another one, that Saltburn show that was on Amazon last year, and the guy was complaining that people were trying to sneak on the property and take selfies. But
wow.
You have to expect when you let your house on TV that people are going to want to do something like that, so... Number two, Oprah will be talking about Ozempic in a new primetime special.
Yes.
In Oprah's special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. That's airing next Monday night, a week from tonight, over on the ABC.
She's going to be talking about all sorts of weight loss things. You know, the kind that you would buy at the store or subscribe to. Yeah.
Oprah looks fantastic. And she said she has, she's done a combination of nutrition, exercise, Weight Watchers, plus the Ozempic shot.
She said she's lost over 100 pounds, you know, during her lifetime. So that's a lot.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, I understand that she wasn't a skinny mini maybe at one point, but she's never been a big woman or anything. 100 pounds?
Yeah,
I could see 20 pounds.
You have to do it for TV, though. You know, she may have bulked up a little and said, oh, I have to lose some more.
But I mean, I can't imagine that she lost 100. She had pretty big hair at one point, but I can't imagine.
Well, it's probably not. She didn't weigh 100 pounds more. She probably weighed, you know, like 25 pounds more and said, I got to lose more.
Well, and over the course of her life, it was a total of 100.
Yeah.
She actually resigned recently from the board of Weight Watchers because, the whole pitch at Weight Watchers, if you follow the meal plan, that's all you need to do to lose weight.
Right.
She also has the nutritionist, the personal trainer, and the semi-glutide shot, so the Ozempic. So we'll learn a little bit more about that next Monday on the ABC. Bonus story for you. Ross is very excited. In addition to the big Oscar ceremony last night, you got the Golden Raspberry Awards. We get all the winners and losers at the Raspberries.
Yeah. Okay.
What happened?
Well, there was... Winnie the Pooh was the big winner, okay? It scored prizes for worst screenplay, worst director, worst screen couple, worst prequel, worst remake, worst ripoff, or sequel.
Now, that's not the Winnie the Pooh that we know, the little Pooh Bear from Disney. This is the murderous horror movie version of Winnie the Pooh.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, now Megan Fox took home a pair of trophies for Worst Actress for Johnny and Clyde.
I'll bet she did.
And Worst Supporting Actress for Expendables 4. And Sylvester Stallone got a Razzie for Worst Supporting Actor for Expendables 4.
Yeah.
So the only other person, John Voight, who is now 85 years old, got a Razzie for Lucky Charms Leprechaun, his Irish accent, in the 2023 crime thriller Mercy.
I keep forgetting that he's Angelina Jolie's father.
Yes.
People don't remember that, but I got a feeling they're saying that Madame Web movie, you know, like the lady Spider-Man that just came out with Dakota Johnson, Don Johnson's daughter, they're saying the worst movie ever made. So.
Oh.
But it was released a month or so ago. So
yeah,
I guess
so maybe next year's Razzies.
We're going to have to wait. We're going to have to wait a whole year for next year's Razzies to find out if Madam Web is the worst. And I personally don't know how I'm going to wait a whole year to learn if it's as bad as they say. Number one, there's a museum in St. Louis that's hoping to break the record for most people with underwear on their head in one place at one time.
What?
They're doing it later this week, March the 14th. The St. Louis area code is 314. March 14th, 314, so that's it's 314 day in St. Louis. The current record, by the way, for people gathered with underwear on their head, this could be panties, it could be tighty-whities, could be boxer shorts, whatever you want, a jock strap. The current record is 270, and because it's St. Louis Day 314, they're
looking for 314.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I understand it's a publicity stunt, but of all the things you could do, of all the Guinness World Records you could break...
Underwear on your head? Come
the
on.
The largest gathering of people with underpants on their head.
Wow.
Sounds great, doesn't it? All right. Monday, world-famous celebrity birthday file. Danny from all the... from the Hocus Pocus movies, Thora Birch, 42 today. The Madden Brothers, Benji and Joel from that rock band Good Charlotte. You remember them? They're 45 today. Johnny Knoxville from the Jackass.
Yes.
I almost said it the other way around. 53. Terrence Howard, 55 today. Lisa Loeb, 56. Remember Joey Buttafuoco? Buttafuoco.
Oh, my gosh.
He's 68. The Don't Worry, Be Happy. That guy, Bobby McFerrin, 74. Sam Donaldson, legendary news anchor with that rock yes. solid helmet hair.
Yes.
He's 90 today. Happy wow. birthday, Sam Donaldson. Ross likes to give us some of those more obscure birthdays.
Well, the late Supreme Court Associate Justice Antonin Scalia would have been 88 today.
He died, what, a year or so ago?
Yeah. Shemp Howard, the Three Stooges guy.
Yeah.
And Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy author Douglas Adams and Lawrence Welk. Thank you, boys. Was also born on this date.
I go a one and a two.
Exactly.
Today is a National Promposal Day. This is the day that you're supposed to propose to your prom date.
Right.
Not, you know, to propose, ask them to the prom, I should say.
Exactly. Yes.
You pledge to put a corsage on her wrist.
And it's also National Worship of Tools Day. I'm not even going to go into that.
I can't, yeah. I got to tell you, that's a nice wrench you have right there. It's National Johnny Appleseed Day.
Yes.
National Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day.
Wow.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for making Aunt Bertha look so pretty.
And it's the start of the Islamic holiday of Ramadan.
That's right. That's right. So if you happen to be celebrating, enjoy. All right, 7:46. Oh, before we do real-time traffic, what was the deal this morning? We just got a story trending about Madonna. There's a clip here. She was at a concert the other night, and she embarrassed herself. What happened?
Oh.
There's a Madonna story that gave there was a guy that wasn't standing up dancing when she was performing.
Exactly. She said, "What are you doing sitting down over there? What? Are you getting sitting down?" She said, and then walked over on the stage to get a closer look at the guy, and that's when she realized she'd made a mistake, and he was seated in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
She goes, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that.
All right. Nice job out of you, Madonna. That video going viral this morning, Madonna trending, number one trend. I'm like, what is Madonna doing that she's the number one trend?
Well, that's the reason.
She's a bonehead, or a conehead, as the case may be. Wind advisory in effect for today. So, yeah, definitely. It's cold. It's a lot colder than it is.
Do we know what the wind chill is? It's got to be in the 20s, right?
Yeah, it's about 18 degrees. So, it feels
18,
like.
Yeah,
it feels like the 20s. It's actually 35, so.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're a few minutes early, but let's go ahead and try this out.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
And all presented this morning by Dr. Anthony Lombardi and his brand new Lips and IVs, his health and wellness center right there in Marlboro, South Main Street. Make your appointment today, 732-774-4444. That's 732-838-9449. Oh, I just did our phone line. I'm sorry. I meant to say call Dr. Lombardi, 732-838-9449.
Oh, jeez.
But our phone line's also open because here's your...
That's a freebie.
Yeah, here's your He Said, She Said business here.
Yeah, what is normal now but won't be in 25 years?
That's an interesting thought, huh? It's normal now, but it won't be 25 years from now.
I'm thinking now it's gas-powered cars, and in 25 years it may be electric cars. You never know.
It's electric boogie-oogie-oogie.
Yeah. Rachel says... We're slowly seeing paperwork die out in hospitals as nurses. I often think about down the line when employees will think it's crazy I worked when they still use paper. Everything is online now.
All right, there you go, Rachel, with the first text of the day.
I tell you what, I don't think that's ever going to happen in a hospital. The amount of paperwork that they generate for one person just checking in is just, it's incredible.
It is true.
I just laugh at these poor girls who are behind the counter and they have, you know, they have 11, 12, 15 pieces of paper just for, I'm going upstairs to get a scan done. All right, you got a sign here, a sign here, a sign here, a sign here, a sign here. I just did this a week ago. Yeah, you got to do it again.
And then you get it online. You get it online.
Click that thing out, and sometimes it's the same question over how many times you got to write your name and your Social Security and your emergency contact. They make you do the same thing on four different forms.
I mean, these people do God's work, but you know what? I tell you, it's and the phone rings here every day. You have an appointment next week. You have an appointment on Thursday. Yeah. You have an appointment on Tuesday. Every single day, the phone rings. It drives me absolutely insane. Texts, emails, all this stuff. Nuts.
Well, you know what it is they have an attorney that says this is what you need to fill out to cover.
Absolutely.
And, you know, but they're not thinking about the fact, the practicality of it. You go in there and you're just sitting with the clipboard for 4 hours before the doctor sees you, you know, so...
Crazy.
I got something that won't be normal 25 years from now.
What?
All three of us on the radio.
Well, yeah, maybe.
And we'll all be dead.
Well, yeah. Or something.
Well, Ross and I will be.
That's right.
I got a feeling the two of you will outlive me. I got to be honest with you. But at the rate I'm going.
We'll all be room temperature.
Wow.
Something normal now that won't be 25 years from now. 732-774-4444. That's our number. Call us. Lines wide open. Text us. Very same number. We'll check Facebook this morning at 1071 The Boss. And all of those are next.
Ah!
Boss Big Show, 1071 The Boss. Also on 99.7 FM, we are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Ross hanging for the entire broadcast today. These programming notes, 8:45. So just moments away, we'll talk to Ralphie. He did a show yesterday from the red carpet out there in Hollywood.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see who he met.
Yep, and he also gets to do the interview line there on the red carpet where people are walking in, and he talks to him. He sees some of the fashion and all of that up close. So we'll see what he had to say about last night's Oscars. He'll check in 8:45 this morning. Always fun to talk to Ralphie. After 9, we'll have a special concert announcement. Can't say anything yet. Even Ross doesn't know. Nobody knows
yet.
It's just between me and God. So
yeah.
A little after 9, major morning show concert announcement here. We got a he said.
Ross said.
She said, Ross said going on. That's right. What is normal now, but will be strange 25 years from now, at 1071 The Boss, 732-774-4444, to call or text. Scott T. Krause says cash. Everything is going digital. No more no more coins and greenbacks.
Yeah, it could be all on your phone in 25 years.
I mean, even now, you wave the thing, or you don't have to insert your credit card.
Yeah.
You can just wave the thing.
Or your phone will be in your glasses.
Or they talk a lot about implants. I know Elon Musk, his company there, it's not SpaceX or, but his other digital company there.
Right.
Those implants there where you just put your palm up and it'll have all your bank account information right there.
Kind of frightening.
Got a text from Keith in Shark River Hills, and he says cell phones. He thinks they're going to have something in your ear. Again, kind of like an implant thing.
I could see that,
Hang on. Just tap your cheek, and I got a call coming in.
Or tap your earlobe,
It comes up in your eyeball. I mean, who knows?
Wow.
Normal now won't be 25 years. A couple more text answers here.
All right. From 2382 says, hopefully family vloggers. It was normal now, but it won't be in 25 years.
I see. Yeah. Let's have the families. The family that's videos together are annoying.
Yeah. That's an angry person. Brandon says, ordering food and drink from a human in a drive-thru. Emily says, I hope it will be single-use plastic.
Hmm.
Well, we'll see about that.
How do you feel about going through a drive-thru and having it just be a computer taking your order? Isn't that strange to you? Like, I was watching, that show Shark Tank the other night?
Right.
With Mark Cuban and all of that, and they had a guy come on, and I don't want to plug his thing, but I think it was called Chefy, and it's a unit you install, and it kind of looks like a big microwave.
Right.
And you load in nuts and cut up apples. They give you all the little baggies with all the different food.
Sure.
And then you press a button that says casserole, and it's got a robot inside that knows how to mix the ingredients and then heat it up inside. It's got the whole deal. It's, it's like an automated fast food thing.
That's kind of frightening.
It is. I don't know how I feel about a machine with no human involvement making my food and putting that in my body. You know what I mean?
Especially if you were to leave that outside for a day or in the kitchen for a day and something turns bad.
Well, sure. Yeah. How would you know?
Yeah.
They say that it's got sensors and such that it knows how long the thing has been in there and it weighs it, but I'm spooked by that. I don't like that at all.
So what is normal now but won't be in 25 years? Andrea says fax machines in offices.
Yeah. Those are already going by the wayside. Yeah. All right, let's get a line hanging on.
There'll be a lot coming up in the next 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, you look back at the cartoon show, The Jetsons.
Yeah.
Look what we've got today.
So what do you think that we do now that we're not going to have in 25 years? That's the question.
That we're not going to have?
Yeah.
We're not going to have simplicity. It's going to be more technical, I think, everything.
Yeah, that means I got to learn how to use the iPhone, huh?
Oh, you got to use more than that. Believe me when I tell you.
So get comfortable with technology. That's Superfan Bill in Old Bridge. It's normal now. You see it now, but you won't in 25 years. Think of things we used to do 25 years ago that you don't see today, and then imagine today and 25 years from now. That's kind of funny, right? Yeah.
Go to school.
That's right. Virtual learning is like a deal.
Yeah.
732-774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. We'll grab some more answers coming right up. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Ross with us for the whole show today, not just the horrible scopes, which he usually does every morning. It's 6:35. A little bit after 9 this morning, a major concert ticket announcement here on the big program.
Ooh.
I'm getting excited to let that cat out of the bag.
Yeah, you won't tell me.
But I'll tell everybody a little bit after 9 this morning.
All right, fine.
You see that story? Man, I'm glad there's no pictures of this, but the story's crazy. It's in the Post.
The 35-year-old guy who was arrested after he pushed his girlfriend onto the New York City subway tracks, causing both her feet to be severed by an incoming train.
I mean, oh my goodness, it's amazing. It was only the feet, but that is just horrible, isn't
Seriously.
It?
And this guy, Christian Valdez, was arrested, but he was convicted in 2020 of second-degree attempted assault stemming from the Bronx attack and sentenced to 8 years in prison. He was, I mean...
He's paroled early, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
He was attacking a woman and threatened to hurl her child off a fire escape during a 2017 home invasion.
Jesus.
So he was out of prison after being sentenced to 8 years,
right,
and then he pushes his girlfriend onto the track, the subway tracks.
I'll throw you off a fire escape. I'll throw you in front of a subway train. We know.
Yeah, they released him from Sing Sing in 2023, so he was on parole at the time of Saturday's attack, and then he pushes his girlfriend on the tracks.
Jesus, man, I hope we get him locked up for the rest of time.
No, that's kidding. But, and he's only 35.
I mean, just his part of it is fine, but just imagine losing your feet that way. Hold on. I mean, I guess it's almost a relief because you just think she would have been run over, but it's just her feet.
Yeah,
oh my
true.
God. Just gives you the runs a chill right up and down your spine, doesn't it? I mean, you hear about this occasionally happening, you know, those little traveling carnivals and stuff.
Yeah.
Where if they don't set up the roller coaster properly, there's been, I mean, I know it doesn't happen all the time, but it's happened where people chop their feet off.
It's killed people, too.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. Man, well, let's lock him up forever, right?
Yeah.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.
And we're presented by Dr. Anthony Lombardi and his new Health and Wellness Center. We've been talking about it. You've heard us talk about it. Make your appointment today at Lips and IVs in Marlboro at 732-838-9449. That's 732-838-9449. It's normal now, but 25 years from now, it may not be. Text Connect is open. You also get us on Facebook. Got a couple texts here. Mike from Tinton Falls says, keys. You won't have a physical key anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, that's already happening with swiping to get into...
Right.
Like here at the building, we've got digital keys.
We yes. don't
have the... Or getting into your car.
And because Anthony Lombardi, my appendix.
I don't know. He doesn't do that kind of surgery.
No, I know he doesn't.
I'm sure he could, but I don't know that...
Just kind of popped into my head there.
Text message from a number ending 5809, shopping centers.
Oh.
She's seeing more people doing everything...
online.
Yeah. Dan out in Rockaway says, all the rock stars that are still with us today, 25 years from now, I hate to think how the legends like Keith Richards will be long gone.
They'll all be gone.
That's kind of a grim thought, but he's probably not wrong about that. We're lucky to still have these guys out touring at 75, 80 years old.
True.
Normal now won't be in 25 years.
All right. Andrea says, fax machines in offices.
Right.
A text from 0090 says, different streaming services, which amount to more than anyone ever paid for cable.
You know what? I feel like we're going to go in a circle, and we'll come back to just having a box that's got channels. Yeah, I feel like I mean, I'm sure there'll always be on-demand stuff, but I feel like this is, because you get 17 different services, and every one of them is $12.
Yeah.
I feel like people are going to get sick of that, you know?
Well, that makes sense. And Tyler says, broccoli head haircuts. People are totally going to look back at them and laugh or cringe.
Yep. But you know what else goes around is mullets. They just keep coming back.
Yeah.
They just keep coming. Bell bottoms and mullets.
Yeah.
Let's go to line one. Good morning. It's the boss.
I hope there won't be any social media 25 years from now.
Oh, you hope it's all gone, huh? No more TikTok and all of that?
You got it.
Yeah, well, they say TikTok might be gone this year if the Congress gets their way.
Wow.
So you might be foreseeing the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't break my heart.
Yeah, you're a fortune teller, a seer, a sage, a soothsayer like Karnak the Magnificent. Normal now, but won't be 25 years from now. That's your he said.
Ross said.
And she said. And all of that. Yeah, that's right. We'll keep it open on the Text Connect and the Facebook today. Meantime, how about movie guy Red Pepper's word of the day for today?
I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Do I really have to do this?
Yes.
Are you paying me?
No.
You're not even paying me nothing, are you, Chris? Okay, let's do this. I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Titter.
Titter?
Titter.
Whoa. There's the new word of the day for Monday.
Wow.
Keep that in mind. Tomorrow, we will ask you for the word of the day for your chance to win. So if you have Friday's word, the word that Red gave you on Friday, titter is the day for is the word for today. But if you have Friday's word, first person through at 732-774-4444 with the movie guy Red Pepper word of the day from Friday will win a Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning coffee thermos, which also works for soda, for water, for tea, whatever you like.
No, they're nice.
Certainly can fill it up with Guinness if you like and bring it to the brain. I'm not going to stop you. 732-774-4444, first person with Friday's word of the day shall win that. By the way, you see the clip of Pacino opening up the Best Picture envelope?
No, hey. I didn't.
I guess I do it now, and it's Oppenheimer. And then he just walks off like it's no big deal. These people, their whole life with the movie.
Wow.
That was pretty funny. What was the thing you said about the other actresses that have won an Oscar before the age of 35?
Emma Stone.
She just won it. So
yeah,
now it's,
she's the eighth actress to win it before the age of 35.
Who are some of the other ladies?
Meryl Streep, Jodie Foster, Elizabeth Taylor, Betty Davis.
Oh, wow.
Louise Rainier. Olivia de Havilland and Hilary Swank. No male actor has ever done that.
That's interesting. We just had Hilary Swank on the program last week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there you go. All right, we'll talk to Ralphie. He was there. He saw it all happen up close and personal, so we'll get him on the line in just a minute. Mr. Movie Voice, we love having Red Pepper, our big announcer guy, in a world rated R. You know, we got that guy. He does a word of the day for us every morning about 8:20. Let's see if we got a winner from Friday's word.
Good morning.
Did you have the word from Friday from our Mr. Movie Voice?
I believe it was Bumbershoot.
Bumbershoot is correct.
Yes! Well done!
So you got a Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning coffee thermos just for participating in this nonsense. Nice job.
Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Ken.
Ken, where are you listening loud and proud today?
Howell.
All right. Hang on the line. We'll get all your info here, and hopefully you get the word for tomorrow, or Monday's word of the day. We just gave it out a couple of minutes ago. We do it every morning about 8:20. A couple more answers. Meanwhile, our he said, she said, Ross said, we're talking about something that's normal now.
But won't be in 25 years.
Yeah, you get a bunch of those, huh?
And 4505 says snow. We keep getting warmer and warmer, and snow will be a thing of the past.
Well, you know, I wouldn't hate it. I know it's bad for the polar bears, but I wouldn't hate it.
Sharon says, affordable college. Most degrees don't need students to be in a brick-and-mortar building. I hope in 25 years the cost of college is significantly cut down.
All right, so what's normal now is it being expensive to go to school.
Exactly.
You're in debt forever, and she hopes that changes.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay. And 7810 says retiring.
It's normal now, but it won't be 25 years
from
now.
That's right, because no one will be able to afford it, is what he said.
It does feel that way.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thanks for those this morning. Again, we keep the Text Connect open to Facebook all day. What are you hawking? You're hawking advertisements now? What was that?
Yeah, I was gonna do the Ray Katina thing, but of course, Ray Katina doesn't spend any money here, so we'll leave it up and put it off on the side.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow. Joe's like one of those race car drivers. He's got the tattoo of the logos on his behind.
I got everything all over. I got everything. What else you need?
All right, here we go. Live to Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. We're just talking about the whole Oscar mess last night. And he was right there on the red carpet, which, by the way, was red again this year. I didn't realize this. The past couple of years, it was pink. They were back to a true red carpet this year at the 96th annual Oscars in Hollywood. He's up early for us. Ralphie, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. But by the way, is Joe still drunk from the St. Patrick's Day festivities? What the heck just happened there?
He's got all these things that he does, all these little side hustles, and he doesn't know where he is sometimes, I guess. But
God bless him.
When is Joe not drunk?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ralphie. You sound ready to go. Were you up all night? How was the party?
I was not up all night. I did go to the hotel bar afterwards. You know, I will say one thing just to kind of start this off. How nice was it that it started the show last night at 7 o'clock instead of 8, and that it was over before the 11 o'clock news?
Yeah.
That needs to be the new standard for these darn award shows.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still 4 hours in total. So, I mean, I think they could get it down to three or under, don't you think?
Well, yeah. So last night was slotted at 3.5. And let's face it, they were running early. That's why, you know, Kimmel starts taking shots at Trump and inviting people on stage to speak and everything else. But I think to your point, Robbie, you're 1,000% correct. What Kimmel proved last night and what the Academy proved last night is that you could do this show in 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to dilly-dally. I thought he was pretty funny. What's the feeling on Jimmy Kimmel? This is, what, his fifth time doing it?
Yeah, fourth time for Kimmel. And I think what's making the most buzz as far as Kimmel last night was that shot he took at the former president. And again, it almost seemed like they were kind of filling time in that process. But that seems to be the most buzzy part of him. You know, I watched back his monologue. I usually miss the opening of the show because I'm just leaving the carpet at that time to get back so I can start editing video.
Right.
And the monologue was good, but nobody's really buzzing about that this morning.
Now, let me ask you a question. You were on the red carpet. Who was the best actress dressed? Who
best
had
dressed
the best
actress,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Carrie Mulligan, I thought, looked fantastic. Zendaya, I thought, looked fantastic. Haley Steinfeld looked great. And if we want to talk couples, let's talk John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Oh.
Emily, of course, nominated for Oppenheimer, and John rocking that white tux. Wouldn't have been my first choice, but I thought he wore it well.
They were so cute because they had a little still that I've seen. He was holding her hand so tight like they were prom king and queen when they were calling out the nominees for Best Actress. So she didn't win, but that was, you could tell there's a lot of love there. That was kind of sweet to see.
Yeah, the other cool thing that we saw on the carpet was that John really, obviously he walked the carpet with Emily, but when Emily did press, he took a step back. Like, he wanted all the spotlight, all the shine to be on his wife because that was, you know, her night, her moment with her, you know, big Oscar nomination.
Sure. Now, you were right there on the carpet. You got to interact with some of these people. Any interesting comments? You know, you talked to anybody that kind of made you go, oh, really? Any of that?
All right. So, Wolfgang Van Halen, son of the late Eddie, of course. His mom, Valerie Bertinelli, he's there with his mom and his wife, Andre, as well. So, he comes over. I didn't realize he played a bunch of guitar solos on the Barbie soundtrack and for the Barbie movie.
Right. He's up there with Ryan Gosling when he did the song, right?
So get this. So he tells me all this, and this is before the show now, and I'm like, wait a minute, Wolfgang, are you going to be on stage with them? And he's like, no, I'm just here to support Mark Ronson, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, yeah, he, Slash, and everybody else are on stage with Ryan. So then when I'm going downstairs to the aforementioned hotel bar, I run into Wolfgang and his mom and wife, and I'm like, dude, you lied to me. And they all started laughing, and they're like, sorry, dude, I had to, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was a fun little moment, and I get it, obviously. But and by the way, that performance, probably one of the buzziest moments of the night.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Now, is there anybody that's on the red carpet where you think to yourself, listen, I'll interview them, but I don't know what they're doing here? There's some people that you go, why are they here? They're not any Kardashians, anybody like that?
Well, I wouldn't, not really reality stars. I mean, look, it's ABC. So you're going to see, you know, some ABC stars there that maybe are working or otherwise, and that maybe wouldn't typically be at a big movie award show like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, when we saw Slash walking, we're like, what is Slash doing here? You know what I mean? And I will say, too, sometimes some of the nominees, you don't realize people are nominated. I'll give you an example. Dwayne Wade, the NBA star, the former NBA star, he was nominated because he was part of a documentary. The documentary didn't win. But he's there with Gabrielle Union, his wife. And so you see them walking, and at first you're like, wait a minute, what's going on? And then you realize, oh, yeah, they're nominated. So you have some of those moments, too.
By the way, on a serious note there, speaking of documentaries, I saw the guy that did win for a documentary. It was a Ukrainian director from the Ukraine, families in the Ukraine, and I usually don't know, and none of us like it when they get political in these speeches, but it just broke your heart where he was saying he's got family that are, you know, afraid a bomb's going to drop on their head at any time. So I thought that was actually an example of one of those speeches where it kind of, you know, because he was a filmmaker doing a documentary about a serious topic, it actually made you stop for a second and go, man, that is just, you could feel the humanity there, right?
Yeah, his line about how he was probably the only director to get up there on that stage and say that he wished he never made that film, I think really resonated with a lot of people. And it kind of speaks to, look, at the end of the day, it's been a very interesting year, to say the least, for Hollywood because of the union strikes and everything else. But it does speak to the fact that the people that are in that room are pretty lucky that they get to do what they do for a living.
Well, we're all very lucky, that's for sure. All right, listen, before I let you run, Ralphie, of course, we got to ask about maybe the moment of the night, and it's naked John Cena. What do you know about What do you know about naked John Cena?
All right, well, wow, boy. Could you ever imagine Ralphie asking me, what do you know about naked John Cena? I wish I didn't know as much as I knew about naked John Cena, to be honest with you. He wasn't completely naked.
Wait a minute. He looked like he was. What do you mean he wasn't completely
naked? Yeah, he looked like he was just covered up with a card.
He was wearing what amounted to a jock strap in the front and the Tarzan thing in the back. It was very slim, but he was actually covered ever so slightly in addition to the envelope. So hate to ruin the theater of the mind for those that were enjoying naked John Cena last night, but he wasn't completely naked. And by the way, I did enjoy that as he's walking off stage, who does he run into? The Rock. Like the two WWE stars like running into each other with at the Oscars of all places. And John Cena sitting there covering up his parts.
I thought The Rock looked pretty fly last night himself. He had on like a velour jacket. You run into him on a red carpet, he was looking good.
I saw him on the carpet. He always looks good on the Oscars red carpet. And look, let's face it too, and this was a theme throughout the week, a lot of campaigning goes into the Oscars and into award season. A lot of money spent on it, believe it or not, you know, because voters can be swayed. You know, they're people voting like any other human beings. So I think part of why The Rock continues to show up over and over at presenting at the Oscars is because he's hoping he one day gets nominated.
Mm. Do they vote the right up until the last minute? Is that true? That's not like done weeks in advance?
I don't know exactly when the deadline is, but I don't think it's last minute.
Now, a lot of times you see men with younger women. You see any women stars with much younger men?
Any women stars with much younger men?
No, why would you ask that, Ross? That's a weird question.
Yeah, that was interesting. Well, yeah, that definitely caught me out of left field. Wasn't prepped for that one. I'm trying to think of all the couples we saw last night. Off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
All right. Yes, it's from the couple standpoint.
All right. That's a weird thing to ask, Ross. I don't know why you would.
Because men always go out with younger women in Hollywood. I mean,
we're here talking about John Cena's junk, and yet that's the question that made me uncomfortable. I got to be honest with you.
That's the one I was prepped for John Cena's junk. To talk for hours about John Cena's junk.
Yeah, of course. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But, women dating younger men? Nope. Totally lost.
All right, fine.
All right, listen, we'll let you run. I know you've had a long night. And Ralphie's taking a week off. So he's, of course, the host of Flashback Friday Night and Totally 80s Saturday Night here on 107.1 The Boss. He's going to be off for a week to get a little well-deserved relaxation and then back at it after that. And listen, put some socks on, will you? You put some socks on. I see you. You're always on the red carpet.
You do now after I had a random commenter when I was on NBC talking about that. Let me just end on this note real quick because we can't end on that Ross question.
Uh-huh.
I talked to Wolfgang Puck, celebrity chef.
Yeah.
He caters the governor's ball, which is the official after party. Told me once that Marty Scorsese came up to him and didn't like, I'd say maybe didn't like what was on the menu, but wanted spaghetti with tomatoes and grilled shrimp, and he made it for him right on the spot.
Well, that's...
God bless Marty Scorsese.
Wow.
That's pretty good right there. You talked to two Wolfgangs last night. When does that happen to you? Two different Wolfgangs.
I was telling all my colleagues that. I couldn't believe it.
Not one, but two Wolfgangs. There he is, Ralphie Aversa.
Have it on the bingo card.
We love you, buddy. Follow him on the socials to see all the pictures and the little video clips. Appreciate you getting up, man.
Well done.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Dr. Anthony Lombardi. Proudly sponsors are He Said, She Said every single day. Yep. And here's a brand new health and wellness center we've been telling you about. That would be Lips and IVs in Marlboro, right there off of 18 on South Main Street. Lips and IVs about everything for health and wellness. Of course, he is the number one injectionist, has been for a couple of decades now. No big deal across the great Garden State. But this is more than just the Botox and the fillers, including weight loss. And we're talking about a big amount of weight, maybe like me. Well, maybe semi-glutides are right for you with fat burner and vitamins as well, nutrition plans. I am down 15 pounds in total. Almost.
It's amazing.
Just there. Well, thank you.
Round of applause for that.
Well, all right, go ahead. Let's
A round of applause. I mean, we're talking 3 weeks. That's 5 pounds a week. That's a big deal.
Not bad at all. Yeah.
Do you know how long it takes me to lose 15 pounds?
It was like 15.6. It was almost 16, to be honest with you, which I'm very proud of. But anyway, I didn't do anything. It's because this thing really works. And, you know, you're not as hungry. And so you start saying, you know, I'm not going to have another helping. And it kind of changes the way you think about food. So you end up eating less. And it really does work. So like I say, everything for health and wellness.
Yeah, and they have a different plan for everyone. So maybe you do have a lot of weight to lose and the semi-glutides are the program for you. But maybe you're just looking, you know, to get down 5-10 pounds. They also have a program for you. My favorite part of going into Lips and Ivy, other than feeling like a superstar when you walk in, just because it is absolutely gorgeous when you walk in, is asking them questions, because they really know what they're talking about. If you have a question about Botox, they can tell you all the different formulas, where you're going to put it, what it's going to do. If you have a question about weight loss, if you have a question about your facials or the IV treatments, everyone knows what they're talking about in there, and they know what they're doing. And it makes me feel really comfortable to go in and feel like I have somebody who's trained on what they're doing and they're going to do it right.
Yeah, Meredith is doing my weight loss plan. She's fantastic.
She's awesome.
I mean, Anthony's the best that there is, but a great staff of people. We wouldn't say it if we didn't mean it. It's true. So make your appointment today with Dr. Anthony Lombardi and his new Lips and IV, 732-838-9449. That's 732-838-9449 right there in Marlboro, online.
Lipsandivs.com.
You'll be in tomorrow with your horrible scrubs. We do those every morning at 6:35 on the Tuesday broadcast. You got fun food file, not fun facts. I was going to say fun facts, but it's the food file for Tuesday. You know, we do a tasty Tuesday.
Mm.
So we'll have stories trending about food tomorrow. 7:10, we'll have some concert tickets. More on that in just a second. We'll do the Fast Five, the birthdays, mom confessions. We'll do the he said, she said. No Ross said tomorrow. Unless you want to jump in, you're always welcome to come back on.
Okay.
We'll do that at 7:50 in the morning. But now, I've been teasing this all day.
Yes, finally.
And let's go ahead and make a major Boss concert announcement. We will have these tickets at 7:10 tomorrow morning. You win tickets into this show.
Yes, tickets. What tickets?
I am happy to announce Robbie and Rochelle's big show at the Basie.
Oh.
Starring Gin Blossoms, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and Vertical Horizon.
Wow.
Basie, Hackensack Meridian Health Theater in Red Bank, August 20th. Tickets will go on sale this Friday. Show info will go up just after 10 a.m. 1071theboss.com. All the socials, the Basie website, that's thebasie.org. Your first chance to win free tickets and qualify for backstage VIP passes, 7:10 tomorrow morning. Proud to present the Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Boss Big Show at the Basie, starring the Gin Blossoms, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Vertical Horizon, August 20th.
Wow.
There it is. There's the big announcement, baby. We'll, of course, be hosting that show. We're excited about it, too. Gin Blossoms put on a great, great show.
Oh, yeah.
Toad the Wet Sprocket, Vertical Horizon 2, August 20th. Win them tomorrow morning, 7:10, all right? All right.